Now time for our Jackson Heights locker room chats here on KNZA. Brandon Tam, we're now joined by the Cobras girls basketball coach. That is Madison Massey. It's brought to you by Farm Bureau Wareham, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Community Healthcare System. Well, Coach, obviously we're close to the end of the regular season. You got one more game on Friday night, but Tuesday, a trip to Oskaloosa, and the Bears win it 56-46. Just give me a kind of an overall thought and takeaway from that game on Tuesday.
You know, we played really well, especially in the first three quarters. That fourth quarter, we struggled. We started turning the ball over. They turned up their pressure in man-to-man. But we had a great first half, and I was proud of the way that they played. I've got a lot of girls stepping up and starting to contribute a lot more, which is nice to see towards the end of the season when we're about to head into that sub-state game. You know, we let number 12 for Oski, she went for, I think, 26 or 28 points. So we just had trouble stopping her. And obviously, closing off the three, we still struggle with that, as we have all season.
Well, Coach, obviously you want to be playing your best basketball here towards the end of the year, and you get Valley Falls Friday before Substate next week. We'll talk about that in a moment. But a quick shout-out, Dawson Cochran, of course. She was one of our athletes of the week. You know, you guys played three games last week. She goes for 20-plus in all three. Certainly been a key piece for you and your leading score. What have you liked about her game this year?
Gosh, you know, we're gonna miss Dawson so much. She does so many things, and she played a completely different role this year. Last year, she was more of behind the scenes with Canyon and Kaylee. And this year, she's had to be the one, and she's stepped up tremendously. I mean, she has done everything we've asked her. She's played hard all the time. She's just a great person and a great player, and we're just really, really going to miss her.
Yeah, put together a pretty good stat line in that McLeod game last Friday. She had 20.7 steals and 5 rebounds. Well, you're very familiar with Valley Falls, of course, to wrap up the regular season, but just kind of wanted to get a quick thought on the sub-state, which, of course, starts next week. Valley Heights kind of sitting there right now at the top. Some teams have already finished up their schedules, but you guys will still play one more. You look at this sub-state overall, you got 5 teams with double-digit wins. It is certainly not going to be an easy tournament to make it through.
No, it's going to be tough, you know, but playing teams that we haven't played before is, in my opinion, going to be helpful, just because if we played another league team, that's the third time. They know exactly what we do. They know our program. So going in there with, I'm sure, limited film that they have on us, I think is going to benefit. We look like we're going to play Wabunsee. They're fast, quick. We're going to have to play really good defense and box out to get them stopped.
There it is. Jackson Heights girls basketball coach Madison Massey joining us again. They'll wrap up the regular season, play one more game on Friday, and then, of course, everything will be finalized and ready to go next week for the start of the Class 2A Substate Tournament that is hosted by Wabunsee. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again one more time next week.
Awesome. Thank you.